USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House expected to vote today on a massive new stimulus bill in the face of the pandemic. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers. But it's unlikely to ever be taken up by the U.S. Senate, and even if it was and it passed, the president says he would veto that measure. A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred optimistic that the MLB will play an abbreviated schedule this season.
We are making plans about playing in empty stadiums.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Analysts had forecast a bad month for retail sales in April, but the results ended up being much worse than they expected. Retail sales fell 16.4% last month, nearly 5 points below the experts' predictions. It's about double the previous record set in March. More than two-thirds of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from consumer spending, and the cratering retail numbers illustrate the depth of the economic disaster brought on by the pandemic. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting that the Postal Service has declined to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump, but nearly a month ago, Trump did threaten to block a $10 billion emergency loan unless the Postal Service did raise its shipping prices on private shipping firms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR adding some races to its upcoming season. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area-based teams.
A new study says 1 in 4 restaurants in America will not reopen after the pandemic. The reservation service Open Table saying some restaurants that are now closed or doing takeout only might never reopen. The National Restaurant Association estimating its members have lost $80 billion over the past 2 months. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with shipping companies, including Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting the Postal Service has decided to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.